When it comes to the mandate of the pensions, $1.1 million in rate in terms of pension expenses, I think we knew that that was coming down the road. I mean, there was a holiday, so to speak, in terms of, I believe, money that we had to contribute to the pensions. So that was something from a planning perspective, a leadership perspective, I would have hoped we would have been ready for, would have been surprised from the point of a mandate. We knew that was coming. And from the point of view of just structural changes in terms of reduction in headcount, is any consideration given there other than one person in terms of, I guess, parks and recreation?
I don't think I understood the question.
Well, have you considered laying people off? We're not hiring or freezing all the positions at this point in time. And will you
do that? Positions, and we've cut staff back about 15% over the last 18 years.
How many have you cut in your time here? What was the last cut, the planned cut, not retired cut?
Well, I guess it'll be physically related, but you are.
Well, that's my question.
Through attrition, you have to let me finish, okay? Through attrition or eliminating positions, that's the way we cut staff.
But you haven't actually, given where we are financially with the state, with the county, and I understand nobody likes to get laid off. I mean, it has a tremendous impact. But at the same time, has any consideration given to at least laying some people off? And if there's always the future, when things turn around, we can bring it back on.
We've considered everything, but we have a responsibility for the taxpayers to provide services. You need X amount of people to do that. Now, we're understaffed in many of our departments, as it is right now. And we looked at every inch of this township, and we found nowhere that we can cut it without services being severely impacted.
Is that anecdotal, or did you actually do surveys and studies and analyze the impact upon services? Have you done any productivity survey, any productivity studies?
Any productivity?
Yeah, in other words, 20 people, you don't even then think it's possible that 10 people could do the work, 20 people, because the additional 10 aren't being productive in the work that they're doing. I'm not saying that that's happening, but businesses do it all the time.
Well, I'll give you an example. Our police department has one of the lowest officer to per capita ratios in the state. And I think that's quite telling that we're doing, we have the safest township in Ocean and Monmouth County with a police force that's probably understaffed by, and the chief can correct me if I'm wrong, 7 to 10 officers. So I think that's very telling. And that's across the board. All our departments are on the lower side. So I think that's a great, that's a study, I'd say, that shows how not only productive our workforce is, but how efficient we've been in doing more with less over the years.
That's a formal study, or is that anecdotal?